Hey everyone, we're live.
We're live.
Yay.
Anime Adventure
Yay. We're
Party
live.
together, yeah? On this Friday. Joining me, as always, Anacron, Uncle Hawk, and we have the return of Finn, who was missing last week.
I have returned.
So everyone's here. We are in full throttle. So, how have you been for the past week?
Working and working. So little time for anime, but what can you do?
I managed few seasonal stuff to watch, literally a few episodes.
QQ, adulting is hard. QQ.
But we managed to watch the movie. Some of us, at least. Mostly.
To an
at
extent.
At least to some extent, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
what did you manage to watch through the week?
Anything? Kami no To.
Kami no To.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Kami no To.
Yeah, continuing with that, pretty good.
Yeah, it's been fairly nice, you know. there was a bit. I thought the story would slow, but it's been pretty
you
fast.
The last podcast, they split interesting part. They put action, then they removed one part of the story and put action again. A bit different from Webtoon.
Oh.
Everything is there, just the pacing was a bit different than Webtoon.
Well, I'm okay with that, so, you know.
Well, continuing with Arte, anything else?
Glipnir.
Oh yeah, Glipnir. Did you watch the past two episodes?
I have, and they were very good.
Oh yes. I am actually a little bit disappointed with the last, the drawing in manga for that last event that was in the past episode was really, really great. The second episode had a little bit better fighting, but still, it was amazing.
Well, yeah, the animation was good, the pacing was great, the action was there. You know, I think it all fell into place just fine.
Yeah, and story only now it's starting to spread a bit.
There's a manhwa that we mention from time to time.
Yes.
The Chinese Feng Shenzhi.
Oh yes.
And I
wait. Is it a manhwa if it is Chinese or
manhwa?
Yeah.
With an H and a W and a thing, I don't.
Yeah,
care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all the same trash to me.
It's Korean.
Yeah.
Manhwas are Korean.
Irrelevant.
But still.
Anywho,
yes.
I found out that a Chinese studio did do an animation of it.
What? When?
And
where?
Oh my! There's clips of it on YouTube. Please don't watch it.
Oh, is it that bad?
It brings dishonor on you, on your cow, on your family.
Oh, my no. Cow?
Oh no!
Yeah, it's that bad. It's
but my
bad.
Cow.
How now,
that,
brown cow?
It has
yes,
been minced
yes.
into a burger.
Well,
yes,
that was the effect.
And it's shame to the burger and to the bun and to your bum too.
Oh no!
Oh no! Not my
it's
bum.
It's so shameful. Oh.
He's been shamed enough already.
Yeah. So, I watched it. I mean, I still love it, but it's not done very well. It's not done at all well. No.
Wait, so are we talking about trashy now, or
well,
are we...
Not, currently, simply we keep up from what we watched for the week.
For the week. Yeah.
Well, I just managed to see Kami no To and Glipnir.
More than enough.
Oh, a new episode of Thus Spoke Kimshibe.
I don't know what that is.
Rohan is out. It's Jojo's side story.
Jojo's side story?
Ah, yeah, the one that's in the art was in Lure. In the museum. And they... the entire comic was exposed in the Louvre.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that.
And
last time.
And now they're making an OVA of it.
Oh,
you know, very nice, very nice. It will be checked out. I don't know what else to mention. For first, I have just few news. I mentioned already about Inuyasha sequel. That will be animated, mm-hmm. announced for the fall 2020, actually pretty soon.
That's nice.
And one thing that I will mention later in trash talk.
Trash talk.
Fate Kaleid in Inner Prisma Ilia got a movie.
Oh god.
So yeah. Fate Spino's now getting movies.
I'm only interested in Heaven's Feel 3. Thank
we
you
do not talk
much.
About the moon yet.
We do not talk about
the
moon.
I will talk about this moon, because that's one of my trash anime that I really, really enjoy. Ticket, you watched some interesting stuff this week.
Oh yeah. I mean, besides watching the episode of Arte and Kami no To, I am 20 episodes in Great Teacher Onizuka.
22-year-old virgin looking for a job.
Yeah. An amazing anime. I'm really looking forward to watching the...
It's amazing and brutal on cars.
Especially on the, well, specific car.
On cars from JoJo?
Oh, no.
No. The car. Poor Toyota Cresta.
Do you remember Finn ending from Great Teacher Onizuka? It was really old.
I don't think I've seen
GTO. You didn't saw the GTO?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you have a recommendation then.
Or maybe I have, like, back in 2000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we watched that real, real long time ago.
Yeah,
I'm revisiting partially because Ticket is watching, so we discuss a bit. So, no.
And also besides that, I'm finally on the manga train because there was a thing like Anikron was bombarding me with, go read the Claymore manga.
yes, yeah, go read the Claymore manga. It's not only Anikron, it's me too.
Okay, you two are bothering me with that. But anyway, I'm gonna read a volume a day, so I'll finish it in a month. And I'm reading, I started reading also the manga Arte, because my girlfriend was pestering me about it, because she wasn't really...
Well, you're on a bit of spree of manga now.
Yeah, I'm literally just like reading and preparing exams.
Well,
one
you're edifying yourself.
Yes, I am. Too bad that I'm finished with the history of arts.
Oh well.
For now. So yeah, that was what I watched.
Shall we drop into topic or anything else you want to mention?
The Shiro cooking show is delayed.
What?
Yeah.
No, the game was delayed.
Yeah, look at all the
yes,
gear I have.
They want to make a game from that cooking spin-off from Fate.
I think that spin-off works.
It's time to stop.
They only begun.
Spin me right round, baby. Right
that's the scary thing. They literally only begun. They putting the new stuff and the old stuff starting to come in slowly into that.
Yep.
So yeah, so, the spin-off got an... it's supposed to get a game. And
it's gonna be like Overcooked.
Kale Liner got the movie, so...
All I can say is... What the hell did you just bring upon this cursed land?
Well, that was I mean, the Fate was cooking about 15 years by now. So yeah,
I think it's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
It's never too much.
Well, for the fans.
That's what a drug addict would say.
Well, good.
I can't get enough, man. I did my Fate.
As I like to say from time to time, these things are not mutually exclusive.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're trademarking it right away. That goes on our first shirt when we get popular.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Gotta have my moons, man.
No. That's a stolen. Well,
I have a few ideas for that, but we'll go about that later.
Yeah.
Shall we stop about that?
Yeah, switching to the topic, the trash anime that we love.
Oh yeah.
Who's gone off?
I mean, I already mentioned one of my newer. Yeah.
So since you're on a roll, do you just want to continue?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'll bounce off. Switch whenever someone remembers.
Okay, this might be controversial in this group, but Dean Stay Night. I mean, Fate Stay Night.
Oh no!
It's not good.
Dragon.
It's trash. I love it, but it's trash.
Wait. Fate Stay
Night.
Night. The original.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have not seen that one, so I.
Yeah. Okay. When you watch it, we'll discuss it in the Moon Talk. But yeah, personally, that one is.
The thing is, I played visual novel.
Then
animation came for that, and in that time, that was awesome. I mean, beside grotesque CGI dragon.
the dragon was the cherry on top of the pile of.
And then
that was brown pile of flying doo-doo.
I just recalled that Fate, the original one, gave us the people die if they are killed.
Yes.
That's just a fan sub. That's not the issue with the show. That's a fan sub. That's special in its own in its own way. But
but they kind of continue that.
Yeah, every fate,
but
has something along those lines. Like, wow, the archer class is really made up of archers.
My God, who would have guessed a berserker is a raging beast of a man?
Yeah,
who would have guessed?
I'm still in love with the original show, exceptionally because of the music. Soundtrack was amazing.
They still
use some of those original songs in the new stuff.
Soundtrack from Unlimited Blade.
Yeah,
works was amazing. Like
some of them were from original, and they remade it for Unlimited Blade Works.
No.
Yeah. Awesome stuff.
Know that.
But in the original, they tried to be closer to visual novel music. It's very authentic for the game.
Yeah.
Still, cool. It's amazing. But yeah, it's not the greatest. I still love it to the end.
And I still love it. I'm not going to say anything else. I still
but
love
man,
it.
I actually chose the trashy one. Kaleid Line of Prisma Ilia is really the trashy one of the Fates. Spinoffs.
Okay.
I don't even love that lolly character genre or something like that. But it's Fate and I watch it. It's simple like that.
I get you.
I figured that's one of the rare shows that I like.
And personally, because Ilya had so many bad shit happening to her in all.
Yeah, like she got her freaking eyes pulled out.
Yeah, and that's just in Unlimited Blade Works.
that's so sad.
Deserves a break, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, in a way, it's her story, like a protagonist. I mean, she's the main character here.
Yeah.
In some other parallel universe.
Just to compare to some other things that came out the same year as Fate Stay Night.
Yeah.
We have Ergo Proxy.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Code Geass. Say what you will, that one is awesome. And no one can convince me otherwise.
Let me say something about that. Well, yeah, the Code Geass, sure, but did you watch the movies? And I don't mean the reverb.
The new ones. I haven't.
No.
I'm just saying to compare Fate Stay Night, Dean Stay Night, to some other things that came out the same year.
Yeah.
So as I said, Code Geass, Ergo Proxy, Death Note, Black Lagoon,
I really didn't watch the year.
There's things to compare it to.
Have you watched Code Geass Bokuko no Akito? I think there were 6 or 7 movies. I forgot.
I haven't seen them yet. Yeah.
That's the fan service of Code Geass. It's spin-off series completely. That's one of the many things of Code Geass that I like, and they are very trashy.
Oh, yeah. What else? What about you, Finn? Got any trash to share?
Do you want to know some trash that I enjoy?
Yeah, it's except Kamino To and...
No. God damn it,
man. Kamino To is freaking good. And I was going to say Dragon Ball Heroes.
Oh, okay. That's heavy trash.
I absolutely forgot about those things. Do they even qualify for this?
I literally too forgot about that completely.
It's
what about the movie Avatar?
It's trash, but it's like good. It hits all the spots, you know, but it makes no sense, but it hits all the
absolutely
spots.
No sense.
What hits all the spots so that Kenshiro can kill you sometimes?
It kills you with trash, yes.
Because we like Dragon Ball anime and anything.
But it feels good.
Anything new, yeah, it kind of feels, but I don't know.
And now there's a new one. It's Dragon Ball Heroes Big Bang Mission.
Oh, no.
I have not seen that one yet, but I shall.
Dragon Ball Heroes Big Bang Theory.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang.
Written by Vegeta.
Vegeta. Oh, okay. Bazinga.
Okay. Well, if anything comes up with a new super anime,
still waiting.
Well,
for
yeah.
That.
Vegeta has some nice screen time.
I don't know how if they will. Well, they kind of have to do the Galactic Patrol saga, but they wanted to make some original content with Broly.
Excluding him was a bit strange in manga because it's supposed to be canon, wasn't it?
Yes, it is canon to the anime. Toriyama said, I think Toriyama did write some stuff for the movies, so it might be canon to the manga too.
Maybe we'll see. There was a mention of Broly in some time skip, but they left it out in manga. That story wasn't covered in manga. completely.
Oh.
Oh well.
I assume that the next super will first go with Broly and then will go to Moreau, or the other way around, maybe. I don't know. But Broly will be either first or the second.
Something like that.
Think. Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
Uncle Hawk.
Uncle Hawk.
Again? Okay, I'm sure. Sure, sure. I have plenty to share.
Oh, I got
let's
your
talk
trash
about
for you.
The bludgeoning angel Dokuro-chan.
Dokuro-chan, yes.
Dokuro-chan was awesome.
Pipiru piru, pipiru pi, pipiru piru, piru pi. Excalibolgu.
That was disturbing to watch. Even if I,
it is it, trash. It is the trashiest sort of trash, and it should burn in a trash can. And I love it.
I think that was the first anime that I saw the cutesy art style and everything, and then absolute blood and gore.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone needs to see Dokuro-chan just for...
Yeah,
it's gonna have a place in your soul.
Is it like the, yeah, like the Full Metal Alchemy rules that it has to have an equal price, so it's if something is too kawaii, it has to be too gorish.
No. No, just watch it. Just watch it. It will burn a part of your soul. And
yeah, give me about a year. I have 60 anime to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to take, man.
Only?
There's nothing to take.
Yeah, my current
watch
later list is I'm sorry. Oh, actually 170 shows.
Cool.
But I have currently watching 260.
The mad lad.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
They're to be no honest, they're on hold, not watching. I watch about, I don't know, 5 shows currently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one to share. Maybe a few of you know this. Have you ever heard about Cat Shit 1?
I've heard of it, but have not seen it.
It's amazing. It's CGI.
Oh, it's the rabbits.
It's rabbits.
Oh my god, I know this.
Oh, I know that thing.
I know of it, yes.
I love that shit.
But it's not trash. This is just random goofy stuff.
Random
I love
goofy
it.
Stuff. But yeah, but... I mean, when it was made, propaganda. But yeah.
For Mother Russia.
So a little social bunny is fighting in Iran. it's ridiculous.
To bring freedom.
Hey, it was actually very well animated.
And I have a bit of a controversial opinion.
Oh, controversial.
I hated Devilman Cry Baby.
I have not
Devilman
seen
Cry.
Devilman
Cry.
Devilman Cry Baby. I haven't
Devilman
seen it yet.
Cry Baby.
Yeah,
the new
it's not for everyone. It really isn't. It's psychological A-bomb.
It's psychedelic is what it is.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about the entire Devilman thing. I haven't enjoyed the old ones, and I'm not sure about the new ones.
I know.
So,
it
we'll see.
In earlier years, I consumed literally everything, so I don't know. Maybe nostalgia got me there more than the quality of the show.
Yeah, another thing that I started watching and I was just, nope.
I actually finished that one and man, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Okay, go.
I have some news. Fire Force Season 2 has been set for
July. For following. Wait, they continue the series?
New season? Yes. Season 2 is set
first
for
season
July.
Was okay. I followed manga a bit. Anime was better. I mean, because simply for the action. It's better, but it's simple shonen. It's nothing new. I mean, if you love shonen trash, it's absolutely for you. I watched the first season. It's okay.
I've started the first season, but I'm not finished it. It didn't really like catch my attention. You know, it was okay.
Look, you will get good action. I can promise that part. And that's about it. Animation is amazing and fight scenes and story, yeah. Max God, thanks for following. Okay.
Also,
I remembered another super mega giga trash that I love.
Yes.
For certain reasons. Aika.
Oh, I just
Secret Agent Aika.
I just passed through. Thing is about Aika, first Aika was actually even somewhat coherent story. I watched even trashier thing after before that, with the name of Aika.
I mean, I love it because it's Bond. James Bond gender bent.
Yes. And I watched the spin-off of that, Aika Virgin something. You already may think what that is. it's Aika, but just the boob count is a lot bigger.
Impossible.
Actually, it is.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's be clear about this. Aika was always more about the ass than about the tits.
True.
I believe it's my turn now. Seiko no no Kwaza.
Oh, no. That's that's mine, too.
What in tarnation?
Seiko no Kwaza. Little Russian boy that comes. I don't even remember where the event happened. Fighting with the sight, action scenes are awesome, animation is awesome, but he gets the power from literally sucking on the boobs.
Okay. Trash.
Absolute trash.
It's absolute trash, but it gets some really amazing action sequences.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I will... yeah, sure.
In that regard, actually in action how they put together, it's perfect for that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to hell, I'm glad that Anachron is following me, so...
Hey, they even mentioned our region here.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned Yugoslavia.
You have character from here.
Yeah, also the assassination class.
Yeah, but we'll not get into that. That's not the topic.
Some other time.
Manga is actually a lot better than anime. I'll say that. I actually read the manga of that. The action part is kind of, I don't know, very much secondary, and they get a lot more into story. So,
yes.
Promotion was definitely on the boobs.
We need viewers! Oppai!
Something similar to that. To edgy and action scenes, Dance in Vampire Bun. Have any of you saw that?
Yeah. What now?
That is familiar.
Dance in Vampire
Bun. I don't think I've
seen it. Mina Tepes, the ruler of all vampires.
They literally
made character from Monogatari.
Oh, as... I see. I see what this is about.
Yeah. monsters are kind of pushed off from humanity in the certain regions, and they try to control. Well, some of the monsters try to control the other monsters there. That's most of the story. Main characters are literally the Minotepes, like little vampire and one werewolf. The werewolves are literally a police force there.
Okay.
Still, okay. My guilty pleasure. I still love it.
I am thinking. What I'm going reading through my mind palace list.
Remember, people, these are a trashy stuff. We're not putting them on pedestal. It's simply we love them, but we know that they are trashy.
Yeah. And I don't have a lot of those, because like when something seems trashy, I usually like just give up on it.
Yeah, but you watched Overlord.
Yeah.
Do you watch what?
Yeah.
Overlord.
First season of
Season 1 is
not
great.
Trashy.
No, season 1 is great, but the second season and the
second
third are...
Second third were... just... Yeah. I wouldn't even call them trashy. They were just not... I know.
They were just bad.
Bad. Literally.
So they didn't even qualify as the trash.
Yeah, like season 2 was okay. Season 3 was just like...
bad.
Just... End it.
Yeah.
I remember all of the Resident Evil / Biohazard anime movies, whatever.
Oh yeah, I've seen one of those.
They're
pretty bad.
They're all no. They're all super trash. High production, super high quality, but
super trash. Movies, CGI movies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I watched those.
Yeah.
I didn't like those.
I love them because they're Resident Evil and they're, well,
I kind of never got into Resident Evil that much, so maybe because of that. Oh well. What else?
Blend S.
Well, I could say the big three.
Wait, he mentioned Blend S. But still, I don't know. I wouldn't even say that was a trashy show. It's nice slice of life. Comedy.
Yeah, it was a nice slice of life comedy, but it's essentially talking about a maid cafe when everyone gets served.
You got served.
There's a lot of surprise sister sweet sadistic and other stuff.
They built on the stereotypes. Really.
And I mean, it's funny. I really love that show, but I kind of need to be honest. It was a bit trashy to me from the moment.
I enjoyed that one.
No, I also enjoyed it very much, but I'm just like...
Yeah, but that one's more for the memes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like saying Excel Saga is trash. Excel Saga isn't trash. Excel Saga is... Excel Saga.
Yeah, I mean, like, but...
It's random damage.
True.
And a lot of random damage.
Okay, you mentioned the big three. On what big three do you mean?
Big three
or big three?
Yes. I'm talking about the Bleach, the Naruto, and the One Piece. They're all trash.
One Piece.
And I
don't
love
don't
them all.
Don't fucking dare.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get in this discussion.
Okay.
I know where you live.
Do you now?
Want some popcorn?
I have tracked you.
My IP is hidden. I live it
behind seven proxies.
Oh, but the big three. But actually, Dragon Ball Z is not in the big three. Naruto is.
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z is.
I'm not counting Dragon Ball Z in it because Dragon Ball, the entirety of it, it has Dragon Ball, the original. So yeah, that's leaps and bounds above most long running shonen fighting series.
I love most of those. Well, Finn knows how I finished with One Piece. Well, I got about 80 episodes and I couldn't continue I might, now, maybe
now
read,
I'm not talking
the
about the manga of One Piece. I'm talking about the anime.
Okay, the anime suffers from some bad animation, from some filler, not too much, but some, and
I think I actually got just to some filler after some bigger arc, I think. One of the first bigger arcs.
And I have not seen like the last 300 episodes.
I actually wanted to ask you.
We didn't talk about One Piece.
I do read the manga.
You still read the manga.
Yeah, that's why I said I separate the anime from the manga. I'll be clear about that. Another thing that I love and hold as the best anime of all time, my personal favorite anime of all time, Berserk. Let's be clear, on the animation department, it's trash.
You mean the new one?
New one.
No, I mean the old one.
How could you say that?
The new one was
I hold the old one as the best example, my personal favorite and best anime of all time. But that show has too many stills, too many reuse shots. The animation isn't that great.
When was the original published? When it?
97.
Nothing?
97.
That
was like a while.
I mean, but even for the time, it wasn't that good.
Oh well, yeah, but you got
Its story, well, who doesn't know the story of Berserk should go and watch Berserk.
Go and read Berserk.
Watch it too. It has technical difficulties. What can I say? But it's still one of the best anime of all time. Period.
Yeah, but it will blue balls you because it will never finish.
No. That story is finished. The story of it starts. The story of it is the golden arc.
Yeah.
One arc is finished.
You have to accept it as such.
Never.
Say in manga that the another one is ended too?
Yeah. There's four arcs so far.
Yeah.
That have ended. There's the Golden Age arc. The Millennium arc is currently going. There was the what's it called? Millennium Falcon is now. And before the Millennium Falcon was Fantasia. And before Fantasia, there was the Church arc.
Conviction.
Conviction. Yes. Arc. The one that they made in 16, switching.
Which had good music, to be fair.
Okay.
But you can't rate something.
Let's not get into Berserk rabbit hole. That's another
please.
Thing.
That's my moon.
That's your moon, man.
Moon.
Okay, I have one fast mention. Anything from Tales of?
Sure.
Nothing special. Yeah. It's fun RPG trash. I still love everything they put out. It's really nothing special. They come with quite good animation. It's RPG anime, literally. I mean, all of it was made from the games, but I love every single Tales of.
Nice to see the chat being alive a bit.
Good to see.
Anything
else, people?
Monster Musume.
Oh no! Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Just gonna say that and continue.
Let's go.
Just dropping that, leaving.
I'm gonna join in on that one. Yeah. I'm still reading manga. That's all I can say.
I'm to say that the new Berserk is my guilty pleasure, perhaps.
Oh no! Yeah, new, I can the CGI in Berserk.
Yeah, or... yeah. Because of the music and it, you know, the pacing is good.
Yeah, so... I can accept that.
I really couldn't watch that. Sorry, people, I really couldn't. I mean, I read everything in manga, so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but yeah.
But I need my Berserk, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't do that. Oh. Okay, Monster Musume. Yeah, did any of you saw that?
I have not.
I have absorbed it through osmosis.
Osmosis? Okay. Well,
maybe, as I do most stuff right now,
it's casual, actually. They're transferring literally the monster girls from another world and they need to drop in.
It's a reverse isekai harem.
Yeah, it's literally reverse isekai harem.
I hate it.
I love this short but fueled with emotion comments.
he speaks with authority. We'll pause the meme later for reference.
Oh, what else? Anyone remembering anything else that you put on the list?
That's pretty much
No. There's always more trash that can be dug out.
Let me just dig through the trash can.
Yeah. just let me get my trash can.
I don't think I watched a lot of trash just simply because you guys recommended me a lot of good anime and didn't experience that. Trash can all by myself.
I don't know. I think when we started, there were not many recommendations. We watched what we got hands on.
Wait,
Finn, something trying to say.
Yeah. Sword art online. Oh, I've been putting trash and I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I still really love first season.
It's you admit it's trash and you admit it you love it and I respect you for it. You're trash.
True, but yeah, it is a trash and yeah, I love the first season. I know. Second, nah. Third, I can't this new one. What else? Oh god, I have one but nobody saw this. Not of the newer Gundam Build Drivers fighter section.
No, I do not watch Gundam. The Gundam.
I do not goddamn Gundam.
In the lack of Gundam series, I started to watch this childish spin-off of they made Gunpla. Do you know what Gunpla is?
You were really desperate.
Gunpla. Yes, I was very desperate in the time. Actually, I didn't watch any other season of that, just the first one.
Let me see what you're talking about.
Gunpla, literally models of Gundam they sell in Japan.
Okay.
It's a culture there, and it's expensive as shit.
Yes, we know.
We
are familiar.
Well,
with this.
They made literally a fan base that used those Gunpla to fight in arenas like in virtual battles. Thing is, those battles are absolute fan service. Gundams from all series mixed, and action is amazing.
Okay, so let me guess, Togis comes and kills them all.
Mixed, there is not just one, but yeah, they combine even Gundams from many series.
I remember another thing that had so much potential, and I still do love it.
Yes.
But since it doesn't have a proper continuation, nor is the source material good, Tanya.
Well, it got movie.
Yeah, no proper continuation.
Oh yeah, true. I love Tanya. It was fun. It's nothing
It's a quasi isekai thing, and I love it. I enjoy it. It had so much potential, and they threw it out into the garbage trash.
I don't know. Should I mention this is a trashy one?
Come on, you know you want.
I don't know. I don't think it's trash. That's the thing.
Let us be the judge of that.
I don't know if anyone watched this. Heroic Age.
No,
I have not watched
it. It's almost if StarCraft was mixed with... I don't know with what would I put him. The tribe. There are tribes in space. Literally, they have something like Zergs. They have Iron Tribe that are humans. And they have Silver Tribe that are literally species that advance to... Every single individual has their own ship, and they are alone. They are all connected through Hive Mind. And they are heroic tribe that can literally punch a planet.
Everything you just said makes me want to watch it.
Heroic Age is amazing, and it literally disappears.
Okay, I don't know about Heroic Age, but I have one that I'm sure you watched, and I think you will agree with me that it's trash.
Yeah.
Vandred.
It
is.
Nostalgia wants me to say it's not, but yeah, it is. It really is. And I'm still gonna love it.
For those unfamiliar with Vandred, Vandred is a space romp adventure, whatever, about humans that colonize planets and are growing a specific type of human on each planet for an organ. And the first two planets we meet are the reproductive planet.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, you didn't mention the split.
It's two planets. The reproductive organs, the male and the female.
Yeah, but that's the big part of the story, that man and woman literally split like a species split.
Well, it's on those two planets, it's men and women, and on the third planet, it's the planet of internal ear, and on the sixth planet, it's the planet of intestines, and there's a planet of lung. So, you know, it gets weird.
My memory of Vandred very mixed up right now.
I can't believe you've done this.
But I still should
we put this as a trashy, especially because Ticket wore this
in which
one? Hoktonake?
Y'all fucking getting murdered!
I'm just putting it on... I mean, it is classic.
We are talking about something that was so testosterone-driven that the only thing that could return the world into balance were 30 years of kawaii shit.
I'm just putting it on the table. For discussion.
You are going into the shadow realm, Jimbo.
Yeah. I can dig it.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being kind of biased now.
I know. I wanted to trigger a bit because it's something fresh to him currently. Just to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, but doing that would be same as saying that the JoJo is trash.
Well, it is.
Yeah. No, it's just the gayest straight anime there is.
It's the most metrosexual gay straight anime.
I don't even see it like that anymore. That's the thing. I saw it like that maybe when I haven't seen any of it.
No, we have to differentiate between these because JoJo is specific, because its concept is bizarre. So it goes together with Excel Saga and stuff like that. It can't go into the trash bin because it's in the bizarre bin.
I don't know. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, but
I actually rewatched the bits of the part four of last day.
You should then go and watch Thus Spoke Kishibe Rohan.
Yes. Will do.
Because it's like a different feel from JoJo. It's more like what if JoJo was a bit noir? You know, like a detective series, you know.
Okay, so
bit each of the episodes is self-contained, but they all have like a detective feel.
Okay.
So it's Cowboy Bebop meets JoJo.
It's all like supernatural, like stuff you wouldn't usually see in JoJo, like not in
the way
are supernatural, but more like a classical supernatural.
I mean, you know, in the first episode of the JoJo story, there's a vampire mask. Uh-huh. Thing, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about Diamond is Unbreakable. Okay.
Part four. Part four. Okay.
Yes.
Stando.
What else? Ikitosen. I actually mentioned to Uncle Hawk this.
Ikitosen.
You shouldn't type that.
Oh, I know this. I know. I'm familiar.
Martial art girls, tits everywhere.
Yes. Martial art girls.
That's it.
Punch girls. Let's call them as they should be called. Punch girls.
What I was surprised, that studio literally doing just that. Any other show they made, other than Ikitosa, it's literally boobs out and thing. Fighting.
Girls. Man, and the cover of the first volume is an actual cursed image.
Now, speaking of trash, there's a new meme in the past week that's been circling around all the circles everywhere.
For the kids.
Which one?
The Sailor Moon in all the art styles.
Yeah, redraw.
Yes.
It started as challenge, but it went highwire.
it went beyond.
The favorite one I saw was Sailor Moon meets Pushin the Cat.
I sent it to you. Yeah.
I saw Sailor Moon in cubic style.
I didn't hear that any of you one by one. That's it. Okay,
go on, cat.
I just say that Shadow said that he was drawing it right now, so he'll hear it later.
The weirdest one I saw was Sailor Moon in cubic style.
Ooh.
So Sailor Moon drawn by Picasso.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, but
I saw a 40K one.
No, seriously, it's set into the blaze. I found out about it. I think later last day. Everything was from it. Everything, Twitter, Facebook, everything. I go Reddit, just Sailor Moon faces.
Yep.
Anything I follow, image follows. What's going on?
It is inevitable.
Actually, it reminded me about the Bowsette moment.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah, fair. It's not as cancerous as that.
Thankfully. this is actually artistic.
It's like they want us to talk about the moon.
Oh.
Shut up.
Okay. Anything else, Todd, or shall we move to movie review?
I think we could continue with this to hell and back because another man's trashing.
So let's go to the movie.
To another trashing.
Yes. So, a couple of weeks back, we were recommending some movies that we're going to watch and review. Last week we did Umaso.
Yes. Dino.
Umaso Dana. And today we are reviewing the movie from last year, Hello World.
So, what were initial thoughts about this?
It was, this is CGI, why is it CGI?
Yeah, that was the first. I actually...
I like that they tried to emulate Sakuga with CGI.
Some moments were okay in movie.
And some were, like, kind of floaty, you know, like... The guy was
okay.
Running, but he was floating. You know, like it was weird.
Would you bring us with some synopsis, some basic synopsis of the movie?
So the movie starts and it talks about a guy who wants to kind of tap into the world's biggest database, so he can kind of make.
And we do mean to tap.
Yeah. Well, to tap into knowledge, into the history, and change the fate of the girl that he likes, who's in a coma.
And...
No. From what we know, at the start, she's dead.
Yeah.
True.
That's the thing. I watched those three OVA. OVA from three parts before.
OVA. The
another OVA. World. Yeah. Motivation of that guy was really ruining the movie for me.
He is Shinji, but worse.
Yes.
Yes.
Literally, I mean, him in that surrounding, the past him, was more interesting than actual guy that.
The concept is fractal realities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's a super mega giga hand wavy computer that makes a copy of reality, and that same computer exists in that reality, and so on and so on.
Well,
we don't know about it.
What it does, it basically makes a simulated copy of her reality. It's like a simulation based on a like a snap.
What I don't like about the movie is it's trying to be deep. It's not.
It's not. It's really not.
I mean,
I love the concept.
I'm gonna be controversial with saying this, maybe, but I don't care. It's Pink Floyd. I mean, even the biggest brain scientist in the entire movie, he wears a Pink Floyd T-shirt, and there's psychedelic stuff happening everywhere at all times. So yeah, it's Pink Floyd, and I don't like it.
Okay, this is the second knife in my heart today.
Oh wait, I got a few more.
I don't remember this.
Hey, the studio died.
The studio died?
No, I mean, he will remember this, the meme from Telltale Games.
It got revived.
It's dead, Jim.
No, it's very much Dropica. Alive.
I don't care, it's dead, Jim.
Okay.
That's about what I can say about it.
Yeah.
It's, the main character is Shinji, but worse. He sipped so hard, he destroyed reality.
Yes.
two realities.
Yes.
Maybe infinite realities, but who cares? The animation is very, very ambitious.
Yeah.
And I can respect that, but it's not done too well. What can I say? I like the flashbacks I had to Garden of Sinners with the Red Gates.
Oh, yeah.
I the moment I saw that, I was like, okay, this is gonna be a good horror movie. Fuck no.
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah, I actually didn't expect anything of that after watching OVAs. Anything that happens in movie that will go that route. I don't know. It just didn't give me that vibe. I like the technological aspect of in the movie.
Yeah,
but that's
but
about it.
Even the technology is hand wavy. I like the concept of, okay, you go into the simulation and you have limited unlimited potential with manipulating it, the reality.
Okay.
And there's a self-controlling system inside of it.
Yeah.
But,
okay,
yeah,
so
it can do.
Literally, a guy trying to save the girl. Teaching his recreated past self.
So, yeah, so the guy comes back to the past, and he's literally just hand-holding his past self in order to recreate everything as much as possible so it doesn't divide too much.
Until the moment his motivation starts, which is the girl getting hurt. And he wants to avoid that, but he doesn't succeed, but he does succeed, and he takes her away, and then I don't know. They try to restart and delete the copy, and
kind of the system. The system.
It's trying to be deep, but it.
The system.
It ain't that deep.
Okay, take it as I think. Take it like this movie. Let hear him what he liked from this movie.
I like the concept of the movie. It really stuck with me. And I was really thrilled to see how is it going to play out. The OVAs,
OVAs.
I didn't
OVAs.
Like simply
OVAs.
Because. Will you let me finish?
No, go.
Really. And the OVAs didn't stick up with me just because I think they gave a very different type of mood.
They gave a really different vibe.
A different perspective. You mean the moment when. Captain Eisen turns into Eisen the villain. That scene was a literal copy of the Bleach scene.
I didn't watch Bleach.
The scene on the bridge, and the guy takes off his hood and
he pulls
his hair back, and it's like literal copy paste scene.
Bleach betrayal scene.
Okay, but I didn't watch Bleach,
okay.
So I didn't.
We're just commenting. Continue.
Yeah.
I didn't like the main protagonist in either of the realities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was
his future or past self.
In either of them. But yeah, the movie just had some concepts that I liked. And no, Pink Floyd is not trash. I will be.
I didn't get that he said that Pink Floyd is trash. I think the principle on this movie.
The attempt of it to be Pink Floyd is what's trash.
Yeah.
Okay, you kind of didn't say it the first time like that.
Yeah, I didn't say it like that. I stand corrected. I will retract that statement.
Okay.
The Mozilla firewall was hilarious to me.
You mean the Kitsune fire?
Yes,
Kitsune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Okay, that part I liked actually.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't like the kaiju.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I didn't dislike was this, just the end of the movie where the guy wakes up and the girl is actually, oh, you finally woke up. And the similar thing, I was really hoping that one reality was destroyed or ended. But the movie kind of, even though it had a great potential, I didn't think they tell the story, that they told and executed the story right. I mean, I like it, but it also, to me, left a couple of unanswered questions.
It tried to take best of things that are best of something and put them all in a blender and make something good, but it made something weird.
That's what got me. So many start things, I always thought there will be progression from OVAs, but nothing happened. Then from start of the movie, you think something gonna build on that, but they don't. And continuing. I don't know. It's a strange pace, and this really wasn't really my thing. Overall,
I don't stick with it. I liked it, but I also have a lot of unanswered questions.
It fits into today's theme.
Wait, when was it aired? Oh, well, this
2019.
This is really, really new. Yeah.
Yep. And I'm not sure it's gonna age well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna age any better.
I am actually surprised by score on my anime list.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
7.8.
There, that's pretty high.
That is really high on there.
I mean, on the movie scale, it's not.
That's true.
On the anime movie scale, that's not pretty high, but it's pretty decently high.
Like the last time I saw it on the list, it was about 175th and film anime on my anime list rating board. So
yeah,
I was kind of interested in it because I'm learning programming and everything, and just the name Hello World really stuck up with me, and that was the reason.
Yeah, here's a few references from the movie that I can give you. Okay, the Pink Floyd thing, the Eisen thing, the Garden of Sinners thing.
Yeah.
We could go DNA.
Yeah, there was some DNA, but
it's not that dark.
Yeah, it doesn't help because that's old one that Tika didn't watch. Few of us watched actually.
there's some. What's the?
I actually didn't cut.
There's the Shinji thing.
Yeah, very much so. I don't know. It really didn't cut my attention. I was literally dozing off. Dozing off from the movie.
What?
It didn't grab me from the start, and I guess that followed, unfortunately.
I like the design of it.
Design?
I don't. I like the visual design in it.
Yes.
The rainbow colored.
Yeah.
Magic thing, love it. The sparks of energy on the coat. Of the invader. The Kitsune policeman. the
rainbow bridge.
Yeah. The Tsun Tsun, I mean, the girl.
Yeah. But that's about it from us, I know.
I can't say it's good.
I thought how we should, the ranking, not to use the numbers for the movie. Would you recommend or not? Simple as that. I don't know. This is really a middle for me. Maybe if you really like the concept of it, I don't know. I couldn't even recommend for the animation.
I can't recommend this one. I can't.
I'm really in the middle of this.
I can't in good conscience do this. It is beyond my morality.
I wouldn't say
it would not allow me.
Because I wouldn't say it's bad.
Yeah, it's as Joe would say, it's mediocre.
It is. I gave it, on Mal I gave it 5. It's average, and that's about it for me.
And considering the average, my average score for the movies I watch, the anime movies I watch, on is about 8. Yeah.
Oh well.
I'd give it a 6 there maybe. But nah.
Ticket, who would you recommend a movie like this?
Now thinking about it, it's kind of a difficult question. I guess if you like psychological time stuff.
But no.
Psychological time.
Psychological. Yeah,
No. It doesn't fit.
No.
It's literally distasteful for if you saw any amount of psychological.
Psychological thing
that do time bendings. Different telling stories from different periods of time.
Okay, now you're getting in the heavy genre like that.
Yeah.
But
I'd recommend it to anybody who uses mind altering substances, because those might enhance movie to an extreme amount.
No, we do not support that, people.
There are people. I do not support them either.
No.
Okay, story of it. I'll recommend the movie. I won't recommend the others. You'll watch it. You'll see if you like it for yourself.
Some...
I think it's also a type of movie that's you're either gonna love it or you're gonna.
Yeah,
maybe watch the OVAs after the movie.
I still feel the movie is better without OVAs.
Yeah,
Actually, gets a bit better without OVAs. Okay, anything else to add for the movie? Or shall we see what next?
Let me check.
What we mentioned last time?
No. I not New World. Hello World.
New World is the movie. Another world is OVA.
Are the three?
No, Another World is Shinsekai Yori.
But Another World is the name of the OVA too.
No, sorry. I New World and Hello World and Another World. Yeah, sorry. I typed New World. That's why I make that.
So for the next one, Tekken Kinkret.
Yeah, Tekken Kinkret.
Tekken?
Yeah, it's amazing. I already rewatched it. It's amazing. I really want to discuss that movie.
It's a really good movie. Yeah.
Hey, if you like children with psychological problems.
Well, not just children.
Yeah, everybody in that. But
it's really unique. But that discussion we're gonna leave for the next time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shall we close it here?
Sure.
Cha-ching.
Well, we got a couple of more minutes, so. I mean,
well, we're not this close to a certain time.
We are not strict to 19 minutes. We are not robots like the policemen.
Spare me for anything.
Anywho's, today, this Friday 22nd of May 2020, with you, the adventuring party.
Anikron.
Finn.
Decat.
And Uncle Hawk. We'll be seeing you next Friday.
Next Friday. See you on all.
Tarabada!
See you.